This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis on Saturday soldiered through a more than two-hour Easter Vigil Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, one of the longest services in the Catholic calendar, amid renewed concerns about the 87-year-old's frail condition.
Sono macigni della morte.
On Friday, the Pope skipped at the last minute a nighttime procession at Rome's Colosseum in what the Vatican said was a bid to preserve his health ahead of other Holy Week events. Ships carrying a second round of aid for Gaza have departed Cyprus as concerns about hunger soar, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Off the coast of the Cypriot port of Larnaca, a large ship carrying aid could be seen on the horizon. It's one of three vessels heading in a convoy carrying 400 tons of food and other supplies for Gaza. World Central Kitchen said the vessels and a barge were carrying ready-to-eat items like rice and canned vegetables that were enough to prepare more than 1 million meals. The United Nations and partners have warned that famine could occur in devastated, largely isolated northern Gaza as early as this month. Humanitarian officials say deliveries by sea and air are not enough and that Israel must allow for more aid by road. I'm Karen Chamas.
An aid delivery in Gaza descended into chaos on Saturday with shots fired and a Red Crescent paramedic reporting five dead. As almost 6 months of Israeli bombardment has left hundreds of thousands in desperate need. Israel's siege, sparked by a deadly militant attack on October 7th, brings nightly airstrikes and, in recent days, major operations around several hospitals, which it says are used by Palestinian militant group Hamas, claims denied by the U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Peruvian prosecutors have raided the home of President Dina Boluarte as part of inquiries into possible illicit enrichment and failure to declare ownership of luxury watches. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
With Peru's president Dina Boluarte not at home, police bashed down her door. Officials' interest was sparked 2 weeks ago after a media report that the president possessed several Rolex watches. Peru's Prime Minister Gustavo Adrianzen on Saturday blasted the raid as disproportionate and unconstitutional. Boluarte, in office since December 2022, has acknowledged she owns Rolex watches, but says they were bought with money she earned when she was younger. As reports first surfaced, she pleaded her innocence.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. U.S. President Joe Biden's campaign is criticizing rival and former President Donald Trump for posting a violent image on his Truth social media platform, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It's a doctored image of President Joe Biden hogtied, painted on the tailgate of a pickup truck. Donald Trump claimed on Truth social it was spotted on Long Island, New York, where Trump was attending a police officer's wake. A Biden campaign spokesman says people need to take seriously that former President Trump is, quote, regularly inciting political violence, and pointed to the Capitol insurrection in 2021. The Trump campaign is swinging back. It claims that Democrats have called for, quote, despicable violence against Trump and his family, and also alleges that Trump opponents are weaponizing the justice system against him. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed a longtime aide and several advisors in a continuing reshuffle while Russia unleashed fresh attacks overnight on Saturday. Zelensky dismissed his top aide from his post of first assistant, where he had served since 2019. The Ukrainian president also let go of three advisors and two presidential representatives overseeing volunteer activities and soldiers' rights. No explanation was given immediately for the latest changes in a wide-reaching personnel shakeup over recent months. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo said on Saturday Russian and Belarusian athletes were not welcome at the Olympics being staged in the French capital this year. Hidalgo made her comments on a trip to Kyiv where she visited a training center for Ukrainian athletes. Russian athletes can compete, but only as neutrals. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.